Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
This is Brian Kane, your peak performance and mental conditioning coach of the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. We are again coming live from Prague in the Czech Republic at the European Baseball Coaches Association. And today we've got Jeff Kreshel. He's a strength and conditioning and performance coach, has experience at both the major league level and the international level. And Jeff, you could do this better than me. Could you please give us your background and everything that you've done, which is just a vast experience, to get you to where you are today?
Yeah, it's an interesting ride. Thanks for having me on, for starters. Did my degree at University of Calgary, went in with really not a solid idea of what I wanted to do. Went into education, phys ed teacher. I thought that'd be a cool pursuit, right? Because my phys ed teachers impacted me in a real positive way, as did my coaches. So I wanted to go that route. When I got to the university, of course, it's Olympic Training Center, I got engrossed in that culture. And it was probably after my first year, which was a struggle. My biology class was bigger than my entire high school when I got there. But I changed my shift and my focus into performance, exercise, physiology, being around the elite athletes, right? And then I got to work at the Olympic Training Center, work with the varsity teams, went on to go work at a sports medicine clinic, wound up working for the Blue Jays, got hired on, ran their minor league organization, their major league organization. And as the family came along, now I sort of help them out as much as possible, but oversee the international strength and conditioning game from MLB International, which has been an absolute treat. Because it's one thing to have, you know, in a perspective of what goes on in your home ground, your backyard, so to speak, but to get this international flavor has been invaluable. And then to put it together and just use the principles of development, we find there's no borders to human physiology and performance.
You know, you talk about no borders to human physiology and performance, and I often go back to the story of Roger Bannister and the first guy to ever run the 4-minute mile. And the most amazing thing about it was not that he ran a 4-minute mile, but how many people then did it after he did, to prove that there are no barriers. Could you talk a little bit more about there being no physiological barriers and kind of creating that mindset in athletes that they can accomplish anything?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think everybody's trying to look for a reason why it goes well, or most certainly why it's not going to work out. And I think maybe even as a safety net, in my experience, a lot of athletes are looking for that excuse. They keep it in their back pocket, you know, until somebody breaks through and that excuse becomes obsolete, right? And I think that might be part of the reason we saw that with the 4-minute mile, or look at the marathon right now. You know, a couple years ago, you could talk to some of the most studied exercise physiologists and they'll say, we will never see a sub-2-hour marathon. I'm telling you what, we're going to see a sub-2-hour marathon. And when we do, we're going to see multiple sub-2-hour marathons. So I think the idea is, you know, it's more just the mindset that it can be done, and we see it everywhere we go. But along with that comes the environment and the infrastructure to achieve your goals. And that's kind of what this project internationally has been all about. You know, you get into professional sports, and talking baseball in particular, at the professional level, we have everything at our disposal. We pretty much can do everything we need to do to help these young guys succeed. You get out over here where there's no weight rooms, maybe the fields are way less than satisfactory. Time is of the essence because these kids got 5 different things going at once. To put together a program that can help them achieve their goals, that's where you blow down the barriers.
Talk a little bit more about the kind of mindset that you see. When we go back to your days with the Toronto Blue Jays or some of the higher level professional athletes you're working with, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NHL, or different sports, what are some of the common characteristics you see in the mindset of those elite level athletes?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the commitment to the routine, right? And if there was one word I say to athletes to really keep in mind, it's that word consistency, right? No matter what you're doing, be consistent. If you're not going to do anything, be consistent. You know, if we sat back this last year and looked at the major league pitchers, let's just take a look at the pitchers or the hitters, maybe who are hot and then who weren't hot, who struggled, maybe couldn't throw a strike. You know, you got to think, those guys really haven't changed physically, right? They can still throw a ball 90 plus miles an hour. They can throw it into the target, into the catcher's mitt, no problem. Why are they different from day to day? Could it be diet? Could it be sleep? Could it be their daily routine? And I will tell you what, if we went behind the scenes and watch what one of those guys does over the course of a day, a week, or a month, I bet you For a guy who's inconsistent in the field of play, you're probably going to see inconsistencies off of the field of play. So I think, you know, one of the things that I truly appreciated working with the pro guys was the dedication to the routine and the commitment to getting done what they needed to do. And that's just, you don't see that in everyday life. I also, you know, discovered working with those guys, and I'll tell you right now, I probably learned as much or more from them as they did from me. There's no doubt about it. But the way they evaluate themselves, the way they set their goals, and the way they're impacted by their performance, it's just at a whole other level. And that's, I believe, Brian, accessible to everybody as long as you know how to do it.
You're talking about knowing how to do it. When you were with the Blue Jays, you had a chance to be around one of my mentors and a guy who I learned a lot from and have followed a lot in my life and still do read his material, on Harvey Dorfman. Could you talk a little bit about some of the things you learned from Harvey or your relationship with Harvey and what he brought to the table with the Blue Jays?
Yeah, you know what he brought? He was a barrier buster, man. And he was the no BS version of the gospel. He didn't pull any punches. And it was really, you know, in that environment, he was one of the first guys I have ever met that wasn't velvet gloves with the guys. You know, why were you late for your workout today? And is that an excuse? How can you be late for your workout? You know, that's how far he would go. And I remember the first time Harvey came to the team, the pitchers, he had in the middle of batting practice, he had scheduled a meeting with the pitchers. And so, you know, they were going to go in just as batting practice started. They're going to meet with Harvey and then come on, get ready for the game. And I just remember the attitude of the pitchers, rolling their eyes, going, this is not for me kind of thing. I don't need this. And I go, guys, listen, go in, give it a try. Listen, maybe you learn something. Maybe you don't. You can make the decision after. So batting practice is over and the doors are still closed. And we're looking at the watch 10 minutes after. Doors are still closed. And we got a game to get ready for now, right? 20 minutes after, the doors are still closed. You know, 25 minutes, the doors open, the pitchers come walking out, and they're talking, they're full of it. I'm going, huh, this is interesting. So I went and talked to a couple of the guys who were kind of going, man, this meeting, let's just go. One of the players, seasoned veteran of Major League Baseball, said that was the single most powerful meeting of his entire career.
Wow.
About 11 years into a very, very successful career. And boom, that's where it started. And Harvey Dorfman, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, he helped a lot of guys. And if you listen to Roy Halladay's retirement speech, he mentions Harvey. Harvey impacted Roy Halladay there, and I saw it with my own eyes. So, you know, I think one of the things I really appreciate about Harvey, he always said, you know, I don't care how you feel, I just care how you act. Yeah. And, you know, that might sound a little harsh. It's not really what he meant, but he just meant that, hey, your actions are going to speak louder than words. And those are one of the more powerful experiences I had with Harvey, but I wish everybody would have got to meet him.
You know, that's the way we say that, is act different than how you feel. You know, as an athlete, you have to be able to take your feelings and put them aside and act like you feel fantastic, because you're not going to feel fantastic all the time. But you have to at least give yourself the best chance for success by acting that way. I think that's one of the biggest things that I took from Harvey was basically take your feelings, throw them in a ball, and throw them down the road, because nobody cares except for your doctor and maybe your mom. Everybody else wants to know how you're going to perform and how you're going to act. Is there anything else that you've gotten from Harvey or that you've seen, you know, from other sports psychology guys that you've worked around in your experience that you think are invaluable that you just want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, there's actually, you know, we could probably talk for an hour on this topic, but you know, I think the one thing that really stands out with sports psychology guys is the idea across the board, the good guys, the guys that really, really impact and, you know, make a difference, is the fact that they really get the message across that you can create a difference for yourself. And whatever that strategy is, now here's the great thing about it, there's no textbook, there's no cookbook. And that's, again, a Harvey Dorfman conversation. There's no cookbook for this. There's not a single way to go about this business. You know, when you get to the level, yes, there's general principles, but when you're talking about individuals, there's individual things that need to get addressed. And that was one of the most powerful things I learned from Harvey, for sure. And you have these great guys like Jacques Dallaire of Performance Prime. You've got, you know, a Jim Fannin, Coach of Champions, that have all their great little approaches, but it's a powerful, powerful area of performance that's really underutilized. And you know, that's why we're excited, of course, to have you come over and talk to us here in Europe about our programs, because it's just a massive area of untapped potential, and we've seen it work for the best athletes on earth.
So to kind of bring the interview to a close here, I appreciate you taking the time. What's the thing that you know now that you wish you knew back then? I'm going to throw the million-dollar question at you. What do you know now that you wish you knew with Crush Performance that you knew as a coach 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, you know what? I think that the greatness is up for grabs. That's what I know. I know it for a fact, for absolutely anybody. It's not easy, all right? And we know that the guys who achieve greatness, whatever that might be, right? Whatever that might be, they've dedicated themselves to the cause, right? They've gone and done things that the average person won't do, but everybody can do. You know, I was driving in my car one time, and to share a story, if that's okay.
Yeah, 100%.
And it was when George Lucas sold Pixar, right? And we're listening to the radio. I'm going, wow, that's great. $4 billion. And then the next line in the newscast was, he gave it all away to education in third world countries or whatever his cause was, right? He gave $4 billion away. And I'm sitting there, wow, that is great. And I'm driving and I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm going, man, what am I going to do that's great, right? And my wife's sitting next to me and she says to me something that's really profound. She goes, suck it up, man. You know, greatness is how you define it. Your greatness is how you define it. And it's different for everybody. That's George Lucas' greatness. That's awesome. You know, greatness for me is going to be different. And that stuck with me. So when I go talk to guys or people who want to achieve something, you know, whether it's a guy that wants to get a part-time job and earn some extra money, or whether it's a guy that wants to be the MVP, or a guy that wants to represent his country and win a gold medal, you know, greatness is up for grabs. You just have to define what it is. Yeah. You got to really establish that roadmap and then find out how you're going to get there. Powerful stuff.
Greatness is up for grabs. I love that. And your definition of greatness might be different than someone else's definition of greatness, and you're both right. You got to define it for yourself and you got to go get it. Awesome. Crush, is there any way that people that are listening to this podcast that want to consult with you either on peak performance or strength and conditioning, is there a way that they can contact you either through Twitter or email, or do you have a website?
Yeah, Twitter. We're at Jeff Crush on Twitter. You know, I don't tweet a lot, but man, when I come across something that I think is valuable for people, I'll put it out there. But yeah, and our website is crushperformance.com.
And that's K-R-U-S-H Performance.
Yeah, Crush Performance.
Crush with a K.
Not a C.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankain.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area, so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network. This is a production of Corn Belt Sports.